God said that my spirit shall not always strive with man. Strive. What does that word strive mean? In this case, it means that God would not continuously devote effort and energy or endeavor to get men to do that which was right. In the days before the flood, there was no written word of God that I know of. There was preachers. There were holiness preachers, preachers of righteousness. There were godly people. Yet I do not believe they had a written word. In the days before Moses, God dealt with people through his spirit, the spoken word. And then after Moses had written the law and the prophets had written their stories, God dealt with people through the word and the spirit. There was two. One confirmed the other. The prophets, through the spirit, did not prophesy things that would go against the written word. And the written word has never annulled anything that the prophets had prophesied by the hand of God. And as time went on, the spoken word became flesh and dwelt among us. And at that time, God spoke to us by his Son Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus left and ascended into heaven and sat down on the right hand of the Father, he prayed the Father, and the Father sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that would lead and guide and teach us into all truth. From that day forward, God has dealt with his people through his Spirit and through the Word. We find many instances in the Bible where God's Spirit directed his people to do his bidding. Yet I've heard people say that God no longer speaks to people today. God only speaks to his people now through his Word. Well, my friend, there are some answers that you need from God that you cannot find in the Scriptures. And God can tell you to do some things that you will not find written in the Scriptures. Yet those things that he tells you to do will not be against the Scriptures. They will not defy the Scriptures. For instance, you recall the story in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. After that Philip had gone into Samaria, had preached the word of God, and the whole city was joyful because they had accepted God's word. And then the Bible says that the angel of the Lord spake to Philip and says, "Get up and go down towards the south, unto the way which goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert place." Ordinarily, Philip would not have left a great revival and went out into the desert. The Bible says that he did. He did not go because the Scriptures told him to. If you would have asked Philip, "Why are you here in the desert?" his reply would have been, "The Spirit told me to." My friend, there are some places in this world that God wants you to be. You may not find your path laid out in the Scriptures, but God has a way of executing his plan. So Philip got up and went out into the desert, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority, who had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning back to Ethiopia, sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah. And Philip saw him, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." Philip did these things at the bidding of the Spirit. There are some day-to-day things that we need answers to. There are many things that you will come across that there is nothing written in the Bible to aid you in your decision. I'm thanking God every day for the blessed Holy Spirit who will direct me in this Bible teaching ministry. God is still directing his children today by His Holy Spirit. Jesus had told us that when He comes, the Spirit of truth, that He would comfort you, teach you, and guide you. My Bible tells me those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.